Good morning, Peninsula Hope family. I hope you guys continue to stay safe and I pray that you guys are doing well. And Merry Christmas, because that is what we are celebrating. I want to start off today by asking you a question. Have you ever really thought about what Christmas is all about? If you take a look at the prophecy in Isaiah 9:6, it gives a great explanation. And that's because what Isaiah was doing is he was trying to encourage and give hope to his listeners that were going through some really dark times. And he did this by talking about a future leader that was coming that would deliver his people. Let me read Isaiah 9:6 to you. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Today, as we end our What Child Is This series, we're going to take a look at the fourth name that Jesus, that this child would be called. And if you recall, over the last several weeks, I've mentioned that these are not traditional names. They're actually characteristics and traits that Jesus has in order for him to lead his people and his kingdom. So before we get into the definition of Prince of Peace, let me open us in prayer. Lord Jesus, we magnify and glorify your name. And Lord, we thank you for you and who you are in our lives. Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit would speak to me and through me as we take a look at you, the Prince of Peace. Pray this in your name. Amen. So when you look at the Hebrew word for prince, which is sar, it means representative of the king, an official, a ruler, or a son of a sovereign. So Jesus, in other words, is the Son of God who holds a special place in the kingdom of God, and it's he who brings peace to the world. Now, the second part of that peace, when most people think about peace, I think they think about conflict resolution. But the Hebrew word shalom, which you've probably heard, means so much more than that. It means completeness, soundness, welfare, and health. So the peace that Jesus brings, it's not just about conflict resolution. It's also about spiritual health in all areas of our life or our lives. Clearly, as you can imagine, having peace in our lives, it's really beneficial and it's so important. But that begs the question, why do so many people struggle to find peace in their lives? Well, I have a list of reasons, and maybe these are things that you struggle with yourselves. One, people do not pay attention to the company that we keep. And several months ago, I talked about that in a sermon, that we have to pay attention to the people that are around us, the people that we go to for help, the people that pour into us. People may not experience peace because they have so much excessive self-blame. They blame themselves for all the struggles that they have. They're very hard on themselves. Others, maybe they think happiness is the end goal of life. Also, people may think that, you know, they're going to do anything and everything to avoid discomfort. And so they struggle to find peace because they realize that discomfort is a part of life. They may have a victim mentality. They may think that everything is against them, that every negative thing happens to them. They may be trying to be perfect in the world's eyes. They may be trying to impress others, or maybe they compare themselves to others. More reasons why people struggle to find peace in their lives. They may be chasing after material wealth, or they have complete self-reliance. They don't trust anyone, and they aren't able to ask for help. Ultimately, most people that lack peace in their lives, they lack that peace because they're looking to the world for peace instead of looking to Jesus. So the next thing I want to talk about is the differences between the peace that Jesus provides versus the world's peace. John 14:27 in the NASB, it says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. So the Bible tells us that Jesus' peace is very different than that of the world. Peace from the world, it's temporary. It does not last. It's based on improvement of circumstances and situations. That's what tends to make people feel peace or make them feel better. And unfortunately, the peace from the world, it often involves sinful behavior. On the flip side of that, the peace that Jesus provides, first, it transcends all understanding. It doesn't make sense to our minds. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 in the NASB, it says, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Have you guys ever known someone who had a terminal illness, or maybe it was just something they were struggling with and they just weren't able to get any sort of healing? Or maybe someone that had significant financial challenges, but they were so positive, it didn't seem like these issues were affecting them at all. Maybe you could even say that they were happy, they were at peace. Well, that's Jesus' peace. It does not make sense. And to be honest, in my own life, the only people I have ever seen have that kind of peace are people who believe and trust in Jesus. So the peace from Jesus, it transcends all understanding. The other great thing about Jesus' peace is that you can experience it anytime, in good times, and more importantly, in the bad times. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 in the NIV, it says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all." Now, it's important to understand that this doesn't mean that just because you're a Christian, you're always going to experience peace. What it does mean, though, is that through Christ, we can experience peace at all times. It is possible, but that's really on us and our level of trust and belief in Jesus. Now, let's take a few moments and let's talk about how Jesus brings peace into our lives, because I think that's a question that we're asking us. How does it affect us and how does he do it? Well, the first thing is that Jesus makes peace with God possible. Now, you have to remember that prior to Jesus' death, we were enemies of God due to our sin. And through Jesus' sacrifice and our belief in him, we have been reconciled to God. Romans 5:1 in the NASB, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So that's salvation. When we believe in Jesus, we're reconciled with God. So that's the first place that Jesus brings peace into our lives. He allows us to have peace with God. Second, Jesus makes peace between people possible. Prior to Jesus' death on the cross, the Jews and Gentiles, they experienced hundreds of years of hostility. Jesus changed that. Ephesians 2:14 through 16 in the NIV, it says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations." His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. So we can experience peace with other people no matter what challenges we have with them because of Jesus. Also, Jesus makes peace with ourselves possible, and this is inner peace. And inner peace, it's when your heart, your soul, and your mind, they're whole. And the first place we see this is that Jesus softens and heals people's hearts. Ezekiel 36, verses 25 through 26 in the NIV, it says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. If you've ever seen people with a hard heart who are bitter and angry at the world, at other people, Jesus can bring peace to their hearts. He can soften their hearts and he can transform them. Also, Jesus, his peace, it renews our minds. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 14 through 16, the NASB, it says, "But a natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. But the one who is spiritual discerns all things, yet he himself is discerned by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." When you are a believer, when you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your mind is renewed. You start focusing on the things of God instead of the things of the world. But it's a process. But this is another thing that we experience with Jesus' peace. And the final one here is how we can experience peace within ourselves is he saves our souls. 1 Peter 1:9 in NIV, it says, "For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." So this is how our souls can be at peace as well. Jesus, he also makes peace in any circumstance possible. Psalm 55:18 in the NASB, it says, "He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for they are many who are aggressive towards me." No matter what hardship and challenges you are going through, Jesus can bring you peace in those situations. And the final one, Jesus makes peace through eternity possible. Isaiah 9:7 in the NIV, it says, "Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Jesus is coming again, and when he does, he's going to establish his kingdom. And because he has the ultimate victory over Satan, this means that peace will be experienced by believers throughout eternity. Think about how incredible that is. We will have eternal peace because of Jesus Christ. Now, why is this peace that we can receive through Jesus, why is it important in our lives? Well, for one thing, is without it, our sin nature will rule our lives. We'll struggle with emotional instability, we'll lose focus, and we will look for anything to help us feel better. Romans 8 verses 6 through 8 in the NASB, it says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." This got me to thinking about the time I spent as a youth pastor. And there were so many times that young people would turn to drugs and alcohol to give them that momentary peace with the different struggles that they were going through. And unfortunately for many of them, as they were trying to deal and manage with their negative emotions, they started developing addictions because they couldn't maintain that peaceful feeling without more and more drugs and alcohol. But here's the thing, is that addictions, they can come in all forms, all shapes and sizes. It could be shopping, it could be pornography, it could be self-abuse. There's so many different things that people can struggle with to try to give themselves that momentary peace. That's why it's so important that we have the peace that Jesus provides. And so I want to give you the primary thing that you need to do, and we'll talk about it more on Zoom, but the number one thing that you need to do to experience the peace that Jesus brings is you have to have a genuine relationship with Christ. And throughout the year, I've been talking about the true belief in Jesus. Believing in him as your Lord and Savior, it means believing the truth about who Jesus is, that he died for our sins and that he was resurrected, and that we needed him to forgive us for our sins because we are all sinners. And the second thing is trusting him with the entirety of your life, trusting that he knows better than you how to live your life. That is the first step that you need to have if you want to experience the peace that Jesus provides. You know, Christmas is going to be different this year. There's no denying it. People are not going to be able to celebrate the way they normally do, whether it's missing out on going places or maybe it's celebrating on Zoom. And it's so important that we really understand what this season is about. And that's where I started. I asked that question. Do you know what this season is about? Do you ever ask yourself? Christmas is all about the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That he is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And because of him, we can experience hope and peace, which really is the greatest Christmas present of all time. So I want to encourage you, when you're celebrating with family, remember that. Keep your focus on Jesus, because he is what this season, what Christmas is all about. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate Christmas, because Christmas hasn't changed, Lord. Christmas is the same that it's always been. It is about you, Lord, and it doesn't matter where we are or who we are with. Christmas is the same as it's always been. Lord, thank you for your love. We pray this in your name. Amen. Hey again, Merry Christmas. We love you guys and hope to see you soon. God bless.